Yesterday we left off with the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda, the gabay, whether you make bari piagafin on yain ra or yain kosusot. The Abai queried Rav Yosef and said to him, "Who's the halacha like? Is it like Rav Yehuda or is it like Rav Chisda?" So at the bottom of Tadihem with Bet, similarly by the Rav Yosef, our Rav Yehuda, our Rav Chisda, we have the position of Rav Yehuda says you do make bari piagafin. We have the position of Chisda says that you make shehakol niyeh bidvaro. Markiman severely, who do you hold like? Similarly, Matnita Yadano says, I don't know anything about Rav Yehuda or Rav Chisda, but I know a brisa. The Tanya, Habudeket Chavit Liot Mafrish Alei Atshuma. Someone who checks out a barrel in order to use that barrel as the trumot or masrot for other barrels that he's going to subsequently sell or use. So the way that Rashbam explains it is that he took out a little bit from this barrel, was mafrish trumot masrot from this amount to taste it. And then after he tasted it, he said, "Is it good enough for me to keep and drink, or is this something I'm going to sell?" And depending on the situation. To sell. I mean, what do I want to do with this wine? I'm tasting this wine to see what I want to do with it. And then I can decide if I don't, if I feel like I want to sell the other wine or I want to keep this wine. Based on that, I'll decide if he wants to use this for Trumot and Masrot as opposed to simply selling it or keeping it for himself. Taking the taste of the wine over here to see if it's quality. You only can be Mafrish Yayin al Yayin. According to Yehuda, that's Ma'akev. According to Chamim, it's only the Chatchila. But you still, min b'min, you have to be mafrish trumot masrot min b'min, no. So if you're being mafrish another wine, you have to have wine in this barrel in order to be mafrish ala. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that he didn't have to taste it, he could have just smelled it. It was enough to smell it to know if it was wine, he doesn't have to taste it, he doesn't know why the Rashbam went out of his way to describe his whole case about tasting, and he says, although later on in the Gemara, it sounds like he actually did taste it. So after this case, nimseit chometz, finds out that it's vinegar. 3 days, it's for sure. The other rest is a safek. So the Gemara says, "My kamar." What does that mean? But this price is somewhat cryptic in the sense that you have 3 days vaday and then a whole bunch of safek. What 3 days are vaday and what's the safek? So we have two opinions. Actually, three opinions. For the first 3 days after he's tasted it, according to those that he smelled it, it's for sure classified as wine because vinegar takes 3 days to surface and to become fully vinegar. So at least for the first 3 days, if he knows that it was wine on the day that he tasted it, he has at least 3 days where he knows for certain it would not turn into vinegar. Whereas from there onward, mikan ve'elech safek. From there onward, it's a safek. So my time, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan? So chamra mi'ilai akar. The wine, as it turns to vinegar, it ferments from the top down, in that the top of the barrel will ferment before the bottom of the barrel. Vahatime, he tasted it, and v'lo akar, and it wasn't vinegar. I mean, that the fact that he knew for certain that it wasn't vinegar when he tasted it is indication that the barrel had not even begun the process of fermenting. So from the moment after he tasted it, it could have begun to ferment. So the minimum amount of time to become chometz is 3 days. So then we know for sure that it's classified as yayin for the next 3 days. This might have been what Tosfos mentions, might have forced the Rashbam to say, v'hati imei, v'lo akar, that he tasted it. So that's maybe, as opposed to Tosfos said, you could have simply smelled it. Here it sounds from Rabbi Yochanan that he actually tasted it, and that might be what pushed the Rashbam to say that. Right? Imtim salomar bater diti imei akar. Even if you say after he tasted it, it started to ferment, became vinegar. Right? Avarecha chala b'tami chamra. If in the moment after he tasted it, then it began to ferment, and it was turning into vinegar, then at that point in time, for the next 3 days, it smells like vinegar, but tastes like wine. That's yayin ra, yayin kosusot. And we know that the din is that yayin that smells like vinegar and tastes like chamra has a din of chamra, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So based on that, so there he knows for sure. So for certain, after you've tasted the wine, and you know it tasted like wine, you know for at least for 3 days that it's qualified as wine. Either because it remained as wine and nothing happened, or because even if the process of fermentation to become a vinegar began the moment after you tasted it, for the next 3 days it still only smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, and it's still classified as wine. So therefore, for the first 3 days you're certain it's wine, from then on after, you're uncertain as to whether it was wine or vinegar. Now, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, no. What does it mean, Amar? Kol gimla yamim achronim. The 3 days before it became for certain vinegar, meaning from the time that you checked it in was vinegar, vaday chometz. Then it's for sure chometz. Meaning going further back, it's a safek. Why? My daima. So chamra mitatai akar. That wine goes bad from the bottom up, meaning that it ferments in the bottom up, and therefore the vinegar starts at the bottom and comes up. Now, truthfully, according to this fact is important to Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that it starts from the top down, is important. Truthfully, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi could also hold that it happens from the top down, and his Shita would not change. But anyway, the Gemara says it anyway, that this is his position, that it starts from the bottom up. It's not that. I guess, yeah. It's not relevant to their halakhic positions.
But it is, because it has to do with when he tasted it, yeah. Where was the bad.
For Rabbi Yochanan, that's true. But for, we'll see in a second, Rabbi Shimon Levi, that's not the Jews. But Imor, Akar. Right? So let's say that it became vinegar, Velavadate, and he wasn't aware of that fact. Vimtim Salomar, even if you say Mielai Akar. Even if you say that it ferments from the top down, Vatim 8, and he tasted it and there was nothing wrong. That maybe from the moment after he tasted it, it already went, right, and started to ferment, became vinegar. Then it's what? It smells like vinegar. It takes 3 days before it becomes fully vinegar. So you have 3 days where it smells like vinegar and tastes like chamra. So that's it. The position of Yeshua and Levi is premised on this fact, that it doesn't matter because if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's a din of vinegar. And that's a shakoniya bidvaro. So the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is really the pivotal point of their machlokas is about what's the status of something that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that is this din of chamra. Therefore, you have a buffer of 3 days. If you taste something and you know it tastes like chamra and it smelled fine, then you have a buffer of 3 days in which it could be that the wine is becoming vinegar, it's fermenting, but it doesn't matter because it will only smell like vinegar, taste like wine, and then eventually it will reach the full state of vinegar. So you have 3 days where for certain you know that it is wine. Shimon Levi is the other side of this, that when you have something that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, that's a din of vinegar. So we know if from the time you found that it's now vinegar, we know for the 3 days before that it had to smell like vinegar. Because it takes 3 days for the process to happen in which the wine will turn into vinegar, at least 3 days. So we know for certain for the last 3 days, it was vinegar. Because even if it wasn't fully vinegar, it had to at least smell like vinegar. And according to Shimon Levi, if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it still has the status of vinegar. So he says that it's chometz. For the last 3 days, we're certain that it was chometz. Before that, we have no clue what it was. We don't know, but from that step, before that period of time, we don't know if it smelled like vinegar, if it was wine, we have no idea. The only thing we know is from the moment he tasted it, it was wine. From the moment after that, it could have already started to smell like vinegar. That would be vinegar, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And therefore, we can make no statements about the first half of the barrel, or the first half of the time period of the barrel. Maybe the third position is they, Romai, that had a Mishnah, they explained Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's position, which is a very interesting. Rishonim, vaday yain, achronim, vaday chometz. Imtayim, safek. For the first 3 days, it's for sure wine. For the last 3 days, it's for sure chometz. And in the middle, between those two periods, is a safek. Now, that's hagufakasha. That's a stir mine oved. Stir mine oved, because the premise of Rabbi Yochanan's position, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi's position, is about what's the status of wine that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine. And you can only have one side of that position. Whichever side of that position you take will determine which 3 days are certain, whether it's the first 3 days or the last 3 days. You can't have both the first 3 days and the last 3 days be certain, because then you would say, for instance, if the first 3 days are wine, that means you believe that if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's wine. If you say the last 3 days are for sure vinegar, then you're saying that if it smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it's for sure, then it's challah, it's chometz. Because otherwise, how could you make a statement? So it's a stir min elvei to say that Rav Shimon Levi has both of those positions. So what are you going to do? Because Rishonim Vadayayin, if you say, Rishonim Vadayayin, if you say the first 3 days are for sure wine, Amo Rechi Chalav Atame Chamra Chamra, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the first 3 days, if you have something that smells like vinegar and tastes like wine, it has a din of wine. And then you said, Achronim Vaday Chometz, the last 3 days are for sure Chometz. Amo, from that you would conclude, Rechi Chalav Atame Chamra Chala, that when it comes to something that smells like vinegar, tastes like wine, it has a din of vinegar. So now what? Kagon? Tishtakach chala sipatko, or sifatka. It's a dilav, da'akar t'lata yome, lo'ava mishtakach chala sifatka. So this is some sort of vinegar, strong, strong vinegar. It's a vinegar that's not normal chometz, it's something that has definitely been there for a duration. I mean, it's so powerful, the vinegar, you know for certain that it just didn't happen. It just didn't just turn into vinegar. It had to have happened beforehand. So we say, since it takes 3 days to reach that point in time, since the vinegar is so strong, or the smell, or the taste of the vinegar is so powerful, it must have been that 3 days beforehand, right, it turned into vinegar. Right.
It didn't just start turning into
just didn't start 3 days ago, and therefore we know for certain the last 3 days were vinegar. Now, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this, right? Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan? Either Rabbi Yochanan will say that the case in the Braisa is not talking about a case of chala sipatka or whatever sipatka. It's not a case of this strong vinegar. That's one possibility for Rabbi Yochanan. The other possibility for Rabbi Yochanan is that he holds even by chala sipatka that we don't say that the 3 days before are considered as classified as full vinegar. Maybe he just doesn't have that svara. So you have to, one of the two ways Rabbi Yochanan is going to have to disagree with this position. So now we have three positions. Rabbi Yochanan, who believes first 3 days vaday yayin, rest is safek. Rabbi Shuman Levi, who says last 3 days vaday chometz, the rest is safek. And we have the Romai, in the name of Rabbi Shuman Levi, that's first 3 days yayin, last 3 days are chometz. Right. The Romai are in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, but they have this Chalasipatka at the end where they say that includes 3 days of Vadaya Chomet because it's so strong, the Chomet. Based on that, the Rashi says the Psak Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan because you have two Shitos here that are, even according to the Romai, even Rabbi Shuban Levi holds the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan in the end. So he says because of that, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that if it's Reche Chala, Vitama Chamro, that it's a Dinim Chamro. But that's now, we have Rabbi Yosef who suggested to Abaye that this Brice answers the question. So this Brice answers the question. Now, obviously, all of this is not Shita's Rabbi Yosef. All Rabbi Yosef says, he brought him the Brice, and that's it. He stopped. The Gemara then went to explain this cryptic or ambiguous Brice and brought down the Shita's of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuban Levi. So now the Gemara wants to know, come on, push it, like. Now, Rabbi Yosef, when he answered Abaye and says, this Brice that tells me what it is, who did he hold like? Did he hold like Rabbi Yochanan? Did he hold like Rabbi Shuban Levi? So, Pligi Ba, Rabbi Mari, Rabbi Zvid. We don't know what Rabbi Yosef said. We don't know if he was saying, brought the price to say, I hold like Rabbi Yochanan, or he brought the price to say, I'm holding like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Now, Itmar. Someone sells a barrel of wine to his friend, and it went bad. That in the first 3 days, it has a din of being in the hands of the mocher. After that point in time, it's in the reshut of lokeach. Now, this is not talking about purchase or property. That means that even at the moment of the sale, he paid his money. It was done. He gave the cash, the kinyan is done, and he bought the barrel of wine. If within the first 3 days it turns into vinegar, that is the mocher's responsibility because of this principle that we just laid out. Anything that turns into vinegar, right, within the first 3 days is indication that the process already started prior to the consummation of the sale. So therefore, it's the problem. It's the mocher's problem. He did not sell him wine. He sold him vinegar.
Is there any correlation between this and what we said 2 days ago, chavit or zechavit zeli mocher
al-chalav? There is some correlation, so we'll see in a second. First of all, we have to answer a number of questions. One is what you just said. Why bring this down with chavit? Why don't you say this with a martef shel yayin? I mean that you could say this about a whole martef. If you sell it within the first 3 days, it all turns to vinegar. Then it's your problem because, right, you're the one, the first 3 days means that when you sold it was already vinegar. So that's one problem, right? Why did he use a barrel instead of a martef? This here, the Rashi says the same chiddush that he said before, which is that when you sell one barrel, you would think that he's going to use it up or drink it right away. And therefore, the fact that he left it over 3 days, right, maybe that's his problem. So the chiddush is that no, that we say that it's not the problem. So that's the answer again that the Rashi gives. Number two is, wait, didn't we just say that Reche Chalo, Vitamei Chamro, has a din of Chamro? So then, even if he sold it, even if the vinegar, the fermentation process that brings it to vinegar started when he sold it 3 days before it turned into vinegar, what's the problem? He sold them wine. He sold them wine because it was Reche Chalo.
Some said they have to make a bracha.
Right, so that's that also says it's the last, you can see the last line here, and also says vava pishitamo vava reche chamro, right? Even though over here vadai, right? The last tosos here, it's the last tosos on the omer here. He says even though because it became chometz within the first 3 days, and maybe the guy tasted it when he bought it, he tasted it. So it's reche chamro and tamei chamro, right? So you have both of these things. Vava pishitamo vava reche chamro. Vadai lotime shapir. He didn't do a good tasting. He didn't do a good job tasting it. Because it became vinegarized within the, you know, the fact that it turned to vinegar in the first 3 days means that he didn't do a good job tasting it. Otherwise, he should have been able at least to smell that there was vinegar there. From this moment forward, it's in the shud lokeach.
Starts from the bottom, so he tasted it.
But Shulah Shalab Reche Chala, that the Gemara believes that once it's already within the first 3 days of process, he should, even though he won't taste it, he should have smelled something that was off. Right. I mean, that there should be some smell, because otherwise he wouldn't have made it within 3 days. And the fact is that it made it within 3 days. It means there already should have been some sort of fragrance that, and I wouldn't call it fragrance, but smell of vinegar that's appearing here. It's the fact that he doesn't. Now, on the other hand, if he didn't pay money yet, what happens if he didn't give money? He didn't pay yet. So if he doesn't pay yet, then it would seem that he would still have to pay. I mean, that after the 3 days it turns into vinegar, that's your problem, that's b'shut lo keach, and you still have to pay your money. So that's the bolted tzadim. Even in the case where I paid, and I took full possession of it, and it turns to vinegar within the first 3 days, the mocher has to refund me my money. The case where I don't pay, and after 3 days it turns into vinegar, I still have to pay. The only question is, what happens if I didn't taste it? That's the only question. What happens if I bought it, site, right, on site, I didn't ever taste it? So in that case, right, what is the, if I didn't taste it at the time of the buying it, then it's a motzi mechaver lavaraya, because then it's a safeku. Right, then there's a real safek. So if I didn't pay the money yet, and I didn't taste it at the time of the buying, it's possible that it was fully vinegar at the time, even though it turned into vinegar after 3 days.
Why don't we use machmira? The last 3 days was chametz, right. You said with the previous
sugya. Right.
And before that?
We don't know.
No, the assumption is that it was wine.
Yeah, but all these cases here, he tasted it. The case of the Brisa was he tasted it. Remember, by Trumas and Maestros, he tasted it and was chamer. That's why it's a safek. Over here, he never tasted it. So that's the question. If he never tasted it, we could have been vinegar from the moment he bought it. So therefore, it's motzi b'chaver v'raya. There, if he paid the money already, then he can't get his money back. If he didn't pay the money yet, then the mocher won't be able to get the money because he has to prove it wasn't vinegar when he sold it. That's because he didn't taste it. Again, if he tasted it, then there's nothing to talk about. But that's what we talk about in the Brisa. What you're raising is what the Brisa raised before, that when he tasted it. All right, now, the Rav. You have Rav giving that position. Now we have Shmuel. Shmuel is a very interesting position. Shmuel says, chamra kako demari shavar. So that Shmuel, as opposed to Rav, Rav says there's this 3-day threshold. Shmuel says that has nothing to do with 3 days, that's not a threshold. So it's Machlokas Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam had explained this. The Rashbam says, it's unbelievable, that vinegar or the fermentation of wine is dependent on the mazel of the individual. That it's mazel. Whoever owns the wine, that's his mazel when it turns to vinegar. So if it turns to vinegar when it's in your possession, that's your bad mazel. It turns to vinegar when it's in his possession, that's his bad mazel. It has nothing to do with 3 days, not 3 days. The fermentation process is simply dependent on mazal goreim and the chet shabalayayin. You know, whatever the standing of the person who owns the wine, that's his. It's his issue. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam takes the Chtosos Kodesh takes many issues with the Rashi. He has like 5, 6, 7 questions on that position, and he says, "Ein svara shigro mazle degaver shimer lechmitz toch gimel." So Zen Elchanami could say that the mazel of an individual causes like a whole martape to turn into vinegar. That's over a long duration. Why should you say that the mazel changes what's the natural occurrence of vinegar that takes 3 days? That your mazel causes it to accelerate and his mazel will cause it to go slower? So it doesn't make so much sense. So the Rabbeinu Tam says in the end, the first Rabbeinu Tam, the chamra katve de gaba, shava kolomar yayin, gemish nasobit katfaim nit kakel, ayidei shenanea umiher lachmitz. That has to do with carrying the wine. That when you move wine, wine that is stationary in the barrels, that'll be fine. But when you shake up the wine, when you move it around, you transport the wine, there's a possibility that it will turn into vinegar. So he says, based on that, when you moved it, it turned into vinegar, it was your moving it that caused the problem. Your moving it is what caused it to turn into vinegar. It's not that it would have been fine if you didn't move it. But you moved it, so now it's turning into vinegar. There's a slight problem with the position of the Rabbeinu Tam, which is that when the mocher sells it, he knows that the buyer is going to take it out of his property. I mean that when he sells it to him, he's not just selling it for him to leave it here. He's selling it for him to take it to his house. So he's going to carry it. He knows it's part of the transactions that he's going to carry it. So he says that... He doesn't, you know, that's a small problem with the position of the Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the, each position has an issue with it. The Rashbam's position has a problem because why should mazel be so impactful in terms of the chometz? And the Rabbeinu Tam's position is a little problematic because, of course, he's going to move the wine because he has to take it into his possession. He has to take it home. So you must have to say something like he moves it, you know, meaning that he moved it more than he should or he didn't, in the way he carried it was problematic. Right now, Avar Rav Yosef, Uvda Rav Yosef, Paskin Alocha, Kavasi, the Rab Shichra, Paskin like Rab when it came to beer, Kavde Shmuel Bechamra, and like Shmuel when it came to wine. Ve'ilchasa Kavasi de Shmuel, and Alocha is like Shmuel, in general, that it all has to do with the individual. Whoever's possession it is in, right, it determines the outcome or the responsibility for that which took place, and therefore, once the transaction is done, it's the problem of the buyer. Whether in Hilchos Agavas Shmuel would be both by Chamra and by Shichra, based on that, right? All right. Tanrabanan, echad sheichar tamarim, echad sheichar seorim, echad shemre yain, mevrachim alem shakol neyeh bidvaro. So whether it comes to date beer, or it comes to barley beer, or it comes to using the sediment of the wine to create some sort of liquid, you make a shakol neyeh bidvaro on them. Acherim omrim, they only argue on shemarim. If the shmarin, the sediment that you pour the water through, has a flavor of wine, then you make a bori priya gofen. Rabbi Rav Yosef Tamarei Tavayu, ain alocha ke achirim. The alocha is not like the achirim. Rather, you make a she'akol, niyeh bidvaro, on all of these items. Tosus points out that this is lav dafka sheichar tamarim. Maybe that could be anything that comes out. It could be dvash tamarim. Anything that's yotzei min apri, the Gemara in Brachos tells us is zeya ba'alma. Anything that's yotzei min apri has a din of zeya ba'alma, and therefore it has a din of she'akol niyeh bidvaro. So it's not unique to sheikhar. This is any derivative, any fruit derivative has a din of she'akol niyeh bidvaro. And the sheikhar se'urim, when we're talking about barley beer, why do you make a she'akol on it? Well, there are two possibilities. Either the lo yishtane ilui, it's not improving the product. I mean, that barley should either be, you know, bori pri adoma, mizonot, right, or you can make it into amotzi. So, but that's only if you improve the status quo of the item. You take barley and you make it into mizonot, or you take barley and you make it into bread, you've elevated the status or the quality of food that is available, and therefore you make a new bracha on it. So you have to argue that sheikhar, right, of the seorim did not elevate the status, and therefore it remains sheikhon yabivor, or, you could also say that me, the Tosa says, me yemar desare ikar, demamaya ikar. Who says that the barley is the ikar here? Maybe it's the water that's the ikar. And that you can't, there's no determination of ikar over here because you've only soaked it in the barley. You haven't left the barley necessarily there. So therefore we don't make anything besides the shakon niyeh bidvaro on these items. All right, now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, the Kuli Amo, everybody agrees, the Rama Talata Vat Arba Chamrahu. If you place three measurements of water into the sediment, and out comes four measurements, that's for wine for sure. Because whatever, the additional amount that came out was certainly wine, because he poured liquid of three, let's call it, you know, three, Revius alug into there, and now it comes out, you know, a fourth revius alug or a full lug now. So if you get a full lug after you pour three quarters of a lug in there, you get a whole lug out there. It's clear that what was added was wine because it ran through the sediment. Whatever was added if it's wine, so therefore you make a bori pri gofen.
There's like a fourth is the sediment.
Right. There's the fourth piece. Right. The quarter of it. Right. A quarter of it is sediment or wine, basically.
It's wine that came out of the sediment.
Right. Exactly. Because you have a liquid now, that's a full lug instead of three quarters of a lug. So that the last piece of liquid must be wine. So Rava the Tame, Rava is according to his own shita, Damar Rava Kochamra Dolo Dari Al Chatzlat Maya Lav Chamraho. That's the dilution process of Rava. Rava says that when you take wine, wine is concentrated, is very is very thick and concentrated, and therefore you have to dilute the wine in order to drink it. You have now a quarter portion wine, three quarter portion water. One quarter wine and three quarter portion water is classified as, right, is classified as wine. And that's like Rava. That's what Rava says. Rava says in any time when you talk about wine, three parts water, one part wine, that's considered wine. And therefore you can make a bori pri gofen over here. On the other hand, Rama tlata vata tlata, if you put three portions water in, vata tlata and three portion water comes out, Rav klumhu. Then it's clearly a shako only a bidvaro, because we're talking about you get the liquid that you put in, came out, there's nothing to talk about. Keep ligate. The machlokas here is the Rama Tlata Vata Tlata Upalga. That you put three portions of wine in, water in, and out comes 3.5 portions. So now the relationship or the ratio is different. Why? So Rabbanan Savre Tlata Ayo Tlata Nofik. Alright, so now three went in, three came out. Palga of wine, Beshita Palga Maya Lo Klumhu. Now your relationship is 1-6 instead of before where it was 1-3. I mean, before it was 1/4. Now you're talking about, right, a portion that's 1/7 of the amount. So the dilution is too high. Since the dilution is too high, even if you say that last half that came out is wine, it's too diluted to be classified as wine. And since it's too diluted to be classified as wine, you only make a shakonia bidvaro. Right, but the other part is, Acherim Savre Tlata Oil. Train upalga nofik. So no, the achim say no. Listen, you put in three of liquid, but 2.5 of the liquid came out, right? So then pashle kuzav, kuzav betray upalga chamro ma'al yahu. Why? What happens is we assume that you put in three. 2.5 that came out was water. 1/2 of it is now exchanged water for wine. Plus you have the additional half that's wine. So now you have a whole, right, whatever portion of wine, and that's enough to be considered a kuzo or a cup of wine. So therefore, since it's significant already, right, therefore it's, right, bagochamra malyahu, therefore it's a good classification, and therefore we will say over here, over here that it's classified as wine, and you'll make a bori priya gafan on it. It says, right? If it's above the amount, do they really argue? We have a Mishnah which comes to temed. When it comes to temed, I'm a temed, benotein yain b'midah, u'matzak de midato patur. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. If person metameid is basically this process where you pour water through sediment and out comes on the other end something else. They used to soak the water through and then something comes out on the other end. So everybody agrees in the Mishnah when it comes to metameid, if you put in water and out the other end comes out the same amount of water that you put in, that it has a din of, right, din of water, and you don't have to be mafrish masrot from it. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, that you have to be mechayev. Akan lo pligi ela bichtei midato. The Mishnah in Metameid says that's when it's Mikdei Midato, when it's the exact amount comes out. That even when it's more than it's Mikdei Midato, nobody argues. Everybody would say then that you have to mafrish masrot. So Gemara says, no. Who adin dafil biyoter Mikdei Midato plige? Even more than that portion they argue. So why do they argue? Why does the Mishnah only discuss the case where it comes out exactly? To explain the position or the koach of Rabbi Yehuda, that even in that case where it's even, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be mafrish masrot, right? So now, based on that, right, the Gemara has no conclusion, no proof to our case over here, because all we're saying is that the reason that they argued in the position of Metamed v'noten yayin is because we wanted to teach you the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, not because that's only where their machlokas. If it was more, the chamim would agree. No, the chamim would disagree even if it was more. Right? It depends on the amount. I mean, it depends on the dilution over here. Because we ask from over here that b'chtei midato, right, when it's exact, right, that they argue. Right? Rava said before that everybody agrees when it's exactly the same amount that you put in that it comes out, that everybody agrees. So now, our Mishnah says that's not the case. We have Rabbi Yehuda argues. So the Rashbam says the reason that we don't say that here in our Gemara is because Rabbi Yehuda could be the Chumrah. Rabbi Yehuda could simply be a Chumrah, because over here we're talking about Masrot, which is Doraisa. And when you're talking about Brachot, that are simply a Dindarabonon, and if you made a Shahakol, you'd be Yotze anyway, because anybody who says a Shahakol would be Yotze anyway. So over there, when we say it's equal, everybody agrees to say Shahakol. But when we come to Masrot, when we're talking about something that's Dindaraisa, then Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If it comes out equal, then we have to be Machmir and Mafrish Masrot. So therefore, the Gemara did not ask from the case where it's equal. The Gemara only asked from the case where it's above that amount, and since we're above that amount, it doesn't look like there's a Machlokas here from this Mishnah. Gemara answers up, yes, and El Chanami, that the Machlokas persists even above this amount. Why did this Mishnah only talk about a case where it's equal? To teach you the position of Rabbi Yehuda, then even when it's equal, you still have a din of Masrot, if you have to give Masrot in that case. Okay, we'll stop over here.